International transformation and success coach, Myrna Morris Young, delivers life-changing strategies as the host of the Mindset Transformation radio show and podcast. Each show gives you practical tips on living your best life now by changing your mindset to change your life. I am grateful that you have tuned in today from all over the world. I believe that the Spirit of God led you here so that you can receive insight, revelation, and knowledge to see the next step in front of you as God reveals His purpose. Purpose and destiny in your life. And now, here's Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young. And today we continue on our series, The Alchemy of Desire. This is episode 3. And today, my co-host and I, Ms. Margot Blake, is going to concentrate on the power of attention. As you know, Margot is an intimacy coach, and she has been my co-host for the last two segments of this. So we want to once again say welcome, Margot, and thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your time with our audience.
You are so welcome, Ms. Morris. Very welcome.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure having you. All right. First up, I want to let you know that this episode is being brought to you by Mix Amore, the newest, hottest, and free dating app. That's Mix Amore, M-I-X-A-M-O-R-E. Your happiness could literally be in the palm of your hand. Listen more for info on Mix Amore at our break. I want to also let you know that this episode is also being brought to you by Hypnosis Everywhere. Hypnosis Everywhere with Inez Simpson explores, dissects, discusses, and opens up the world of hypnosis. You will discover that hypnosis is a very big world indeed. In Hypnosis Everywhere, Inez offers you tools and answers to deal with that tricky mind of yours and proven ways to enrich your life. Listen for more of Hypnosis Everywhere at our break. All right. So, as mentioned earlier, today we are going to be continuing with our series on the alchemy of desire, specifically the power of attention. And my fabulous co-host, Ms. Margot Blake, is a One Taste Intimacy coach. And me, I am a mindset coach. And today we want to share our knowledge on this topic, the alchemy of desire. So for our new listeners, let me once again expand on the meaning of desire and why we chose the topic, the alchemy of desire. So what is desire, you may ask? Well, desire could be called the feminine face of God. And I just so love saying that sentence. Because desire is what God places in your spirit that leads you to your purpose. It is the key that unlocks what God placed you on this earth to do. We desire for our partners physically and spiritually. We desire our careers. We desire to procreate and have children. We desire to be emotionally and physically healthy. We desire to be wealthy. And most of all, we desire to make an impact on this world so that when we leave it, then you know, somebody knows that we have been here, and that's basically leads you to your purpose. And let's share again what the word alchemy means. Alchemy, according to the dictionary, is a seemingly magical process of transformation, creation, or a combination of both. And it can be said that finding the right person who's right for you requires a very subtle alchemy. So let's recap. In our first episode, we talked about how to manifest the desires of your heart, and the first step is knowing what you want. The second step is adding emotions to it. In our second episode, we talked about how to use the energy of desire to create something magical. And if you missed any of those episodes, I would, you know, advise you strongly to tune in and listen to them on my iTunes podcast. You would find it under the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna, and I would love if you were to subscribe so that you wouldn't miss any more. All right, so today we want to turn up the heat and talk about the power of attention. Now that we know what we want, now that we know how to use the energy of emotion to engage the laws of attraction, so now we want to light our desires a fire by putting the power of attention on it. Now, when I was growing up, we used to do an experiment. So I'm not sure how what ages our listeners are, but if you've never tried this, it's something that you should try. When I was growing up, we would get a magnifying glass, and we would hold it over a piece of paper and have the sun shine on the magnifying glass, and guess what? The magnifying glass lights the paper on fire because what happens, this was a little science experiment, what happens is that power of concentrated sun puts enough energy through the magnifying glass that it turns the paper on, it burns the paper. And that's what we want to do today by putting attention on our desires and seeing what comes out at the other end. So let's dive right in. And I've been talking for a bit, so let's get Margo in on this. Margo, my first question to you is, how can you share your experience and how the power of attention lights up desire for our partners?
Well, that's a really challenging question because I'm taking it very personal. Because it happened to me. So I can tell you about my experience. I had recently went through a divorce, and I said to the universe, you know, that if any man comes in my path, this is what I want. And I, you know, I said that I wanted to travel more. I wanted to be in a relationship with someone that was intellectually satisfied. Right? And so that's what I put out, the tension. Now, keep in mind, I am intelligent and I like to travel. And that was my intention. And I kept putting it out, and that's what I got. So the power of attention, in my case, you can say it, but you have to also walk the talk and believe it and do it.
Okay, awesome. So what you're saying is that you put the attention and what you want and not what you don't want, which is what a lot of people do. You put the attention on what you want. You put it out to the universe. This is what I want, and that's what showed up. That's awesome.
This is what I mean by universe. And for all our people that are praying on your knees, that is true too. But what I'm saying is that you have to be like what you just said, Myrna, about the fire and the magnifying glass and that energy. You have to literally be that. So go to the library. If you want to meet an intellectual, I went to the library. I went to the bookstore, and I met people. I started to meet people that way. So that's what I mean, putting it out there. You have to disrupt yourself and do it.
I like it. You know, I just I do a column in the local newspaper here, and that's exactly what I was writing about. Selecting what you want and telling the universe what you want. Like everybody that's single that is looking for a partner should have a list of the things that they want in that partner. And I also like what you just said If you want someone intellectual, become an intellectual. Become somebody that what you're looking for, because a lot of times you have to give something too. So you know, you don't just say, well, this is what I want, but you also have to say what you're going to give. So you wanted to become an intellectual, so you read books, you went to the library, and you also went to the place where intellectuals, frequent. So that's pretty good. Now,
That's why trophy wives get a certain type of men.
Mm.
So if you are a celebrity and you want a trophy wife, these women are groomed to be trophy wives. So that's, mm-hmm. this is what I mean. You have to groom yourself. If you want X, Y, and Z, then you should start becoming X, Y, and Z, and it will come to you.
Yes. Yes. It's true. It's almost like when you said that, I remember the geishas from Japan. They are groomed mm-hmm. to please men in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, in the Western world is a trophy wife, in the Eastern world is a geisha. All right. Awesome. Now, I was going for a different angle, though, on that. I was going for, for instance, your my situation as well. I was going for something like, okay, you meet a guy, sees a woman that he thinks is above his, let's say he's a 6 and she's a 10, right? Or a pay grade, right? Right. He sees a woman that he feels that, he doesn't think that he can get, because whether he's a 6 or he doesn't have a good job, or he thinks that she only wants to go
bad
out with ball
credit.
Players. Right, bad credit or something like that, right? So he decides now to give her a lot of attention so that she would like him. And, I've got a personal story myself where, I met this guy that was like, 12 years older than me, and, I was into the young studs and the muscles and the good-looking guy and a certain height and all that kind of stuff. And I looked at him and I said, well, you're not for me. But he paid me a lot of attention and stroked my ego and wouldn't give up and kept coming by my house and kept calling and kept saying, oh, just come by for 5 minutes. I have to see your face and all that kind of stuff. I ended up marrying the man. the thing is that attention sometimes make you look at people a different way, and sometimes the attention is the only way that you can actually decide to look deeper, because a lot of us are shallow. I was shallow then. I'm no longer shallow now, but back then
That's
I was shallow.
Not.
Back then I was looking at the outside package, but for a man to get past the fact that, sorry, keep moving, keep stepping, you're not my type, he's got to pay the attention, he's got to light that desire in certain way, and then maybe she'll get to know him a little better and like him. So that was the angle that I was going at. So do you agree?
I think they have a movie about that, Think Like a Man. She was a powerful executive, and she fell in love.
Yeah, right. No, it's not Think Like a Man. You're talking about Gabrielle Union movie, Daddy's Girls. Yes.
Okay.
You're mixing up your movies. She was a lawyer, and he worked in the car lot or something. Right. Yes. Go ahead. At least that's the one I'm thinking about.
Well, that's really.
All right, actually, to Think Like a Man had that. They had like 4 scenarios, and you're talking about talking about the one that was a part of, and he was a cook, a waiter, right? That's the one.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes,
right.
So
go ahead.
This is what I believe, that we're on this planet, we're on a journey, right? We're on a journey, and the journey may be you may want your heart. Right, you really want your heart to be fulfilled, and I do agree. I do agree that sometimes, as women, our chest width is so far fetched that we miss our blessing.
Right,
we truly miss our blessing. That this man right here will scratch your scalp and grease it. He would paint your toenails because he's there. He's submissive to you.
Right.
So I do believe that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So that's good. All right. Perfect. So now that we've set up the, you know, what we're talking about, attention, and that was, you know, regarding opposite sex and men and getting married or something, now I want to switch it around to the other way that you can use attention to light a fire to your desires, right? And I want to dissect this a little bit. So attention is your power source. You know, just like the magnifying glass where the sun comes in, the sun is the power source. You put the attention in a certain little spot or whatever. It's your power source. If you want to change anything, you put the attention on it, and it will light it a fire. So, and what Margo was saying is rarely does a quality of life experience just show up by chance. And whatever you give your attention to expands. If you want your dream to come true, you have to do more than just dream. You have to focus your attention and activate the power of attention. The power source for having an intention that comes through is attention. And whatever you pay attention to will grow. Let's say, if your attention comes from the level of your true self, right, it can attract anything because attention activates the power and the energy of attraction. Every wish or desire that you have is like a tiny seed that contains the blueprint for the tree that manifests from the seed. The seed of desire, which is also the seed of any intention, needs nourishment to grow. So if you want something, you don't just dream about it or whatever. You need to nourish it every day by adding water and a little bit of sunshine or something. And that equates to certain steps, right? Nourishment comes in the form, because we're not really planting a physical seed. You know, what we're doing is nourishing the seed that's planted in our head, the desire, the thought, right? So the first thing is, again, it's almost like a recap, is that if you want the desire to manifest, these are the things that you need to do. Number one, have a clear intention or goal. Don't muddy it with doubt and fear regarding what if it wouldn't come true. You know, I was in Tampa on the weekend, you know, talking to my grandson. He's going to get a full scholarship to come to the U.S. And I said to him, because he's from Toronto, and I said to him, what team would you like to play for? And the first thing he said to me is, I don't want the Patriots. I says, well, so you don't have a team that you want to play for, but you were telling me right off the bat that you don't want it to be the Patriots, right? And I says, you know what? That's exactly what's going to show up, right? Because whatever you think about, what you don't want or what you do want, whatever you concentrate on, that's what's going to show up. So you have to go about it the correct way and don't muddy it with doubt, don't muddy it with what you don't want. Just be clear of what you do want, and because that's what's going to show up. Have some positive emotions around your desire. Feel how good it feels to fulfill it. We covered that already, right? Believe that what you want is beneficial to you without any negative consequences to those around you. Now, this is big because, you know, Margaret touched briefly on prayer. I mean, if you're going to be, because a desire is a seed, it's a goal, it's a purpose and all that. But when you go to God, you have to go to God with the intention of, you know, God, if you help me to do this, this is what I'm going to do for your kingdom. This is what I'm going to do for my family. This is what I'm going to be doing for the community. So it has to do some good. It can't be, okay, God, I want all the people in the city to die or, you know, whatever. Those type of things, you don't take it to the universe. It's not a desire that anybody's going to fulfill, much less God, right? So your desire needs to be beneficial. And be prepared for any response the universe brings and be flexible to where you go from there. You know, if you want to go from Florida to California, right, MapQuest might give you one route to go, right? But there might be construction, there might be detours, and it's the same with life. You know, be committed to the destination and not the journey, because God is going to give you a whole bunch of twists and turns, and he's going to stop you at one point in time and restart you. So just be flexible and be open to whatever the universe or God sends your way, right? Feel confident that hidden sources will come to your aid once your desires are released to the universe. You know, whenever I have a desire and I have an intention, right, what I'm saying to myself is something that I say all the time. I say, God, help my seed to bloom where I did not plant. Because in order for you to manifest your desires, you need people, right? So you're hoping that somebody will come to your aid and help you with your desire, right? And finally, find time to meditate on your desires. At the level of the soul, the energy of attraction is most powerful. So you need to meditate on it. You need to be clear about it. All right. Any comments on that, Margo, before we go on our first break?
No, I think you said it all. I think I was very clear about my stance on, you know, being on this journey. And like what you said before, being clear about what you want and being steadfast to that, and it will come to you.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, awesome. All right. Well, listen, stay tuned. We're just warming up. You know, when we come back, we are going to talk some more to Margo about how you can use the power of attention to change someone's feelings about you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Mix Amore, a new dating app. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Indian, or beyond. Listen, some see things in black and white. Some see plenty of fish. To match is hard, so they say. Why not try Mix Amore? That's M-I-X-A-M-O-R-E. Download today for free. Ciao.
Have you stopped to think seriously about hypnosis? Hypnosis can set you on your way to better health, can free you from anxiety, phobias, and so much more. Join host Inez Simpson for Hypnosis Everywhere, Inez Simpson and the Simpson Protocol. This show is for anyone from the experienced hypnotist practitioner to the merely curious. Inez Simpson offers tools and insights from the whole world of hypnosis with guests and open discussions. Hypnosis Everywhere, The Simpson Protocol, airs live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are continuing our series on alchemy of desire and focusing our attention today on the power of attention and how when you focus your attention on what you desire, you light it a fire. So in the first segment, Margo talked about, you know, when she was divorced and she was looking for a partner, how she focused her attention on what she wanted because she wanted to have a different outcome this time. And I talked about how my third husband gave me attention and got me to give him some attention. So now we're gonna expand on our topic, and I want to ask Margo her experience, whether personally or from any of her clients. Who has used the power of attention to change someone's feelings about them? So do you have any experiences that you want to share, Margo?
I once had a couple, and they've been married, you know, for a long, long time. When I mean long time, going like 30 years, they were married. And one of the things is that the husband wanted to have more desire. He wanted to have you know, what they had in the beginning. And the wife was going through menopause, and she was not having it. She was like, I'm done. I'm over. You know, we've been together for 25 years. I'm, you know, I'm a dog. You know, I'm a bark. You know, she's like a, you know, a zebra can't change stripes. Basically, she did not want to change. And he came to me. He says, how can I have her, you know, feel, look at me different? Like, I feel like I'm a frog. And I just want her to kiss me and be that prince again, right? And I told him, I said, do you see yourself as a prince or do you see yourself as a frog? He says, well, I see myself as a frog. I said, well, that's all she sees. So, and then he started changing. He started changing. I mean, he started, you know, getting that swagger. We're talking like Barack Obama swagger. He started to change his mindset. And then when he changed his mindset, guess who got kissed and turned into a prince? He did.
Yeah.
So she started having these same feelings, right? They were there all along, but he just started to look different because he changed his mindset. And now she was interested in her husband over 25 years.
It is true. Yeah, I mean, whatever you put out, you receive back. So he started putting it out. Boy, no, people don't understand the value or the power of energy. Wow, I mean, you know, we never actually let ourselves linger in the spiritual. But it's a very powerful world where, you know, we're always concentrating on the physical and what we can touch and feel. But, yeah, he started putting out that energy. I love the fact that he said he had a Barack Obama swag because that, boy, that man is sexy. And that's why Michelle just loves him because, yeah, he has not lost his swag.
He loves his swag. It's amazing to get, you know, and it's funny that, you know, and I know for yourself that you coach a lot of young people. And young people are like, you know, and they come to you about getting confidence and about that attention. And it's so powerful that people, that young people get how powerful that they are. I mean, look what's going on right now with these teenagers. That's the power of attention right there, being committed and being steadfast.
Yeah, and in fact, the young people, you're right, they're what leads any kind of change. You know, Barack Obama used them for his grassroots work in the field. Yeah, because they've got a lot of energy, they've got a lot of beliefs, and I'm assuming you're talking about what's going on right now with the gun control, right? And the attention.
Right,
exactly. It's very true. Yep, you know, you can put your attention in anything, you know, and make change. And that's a concentrated attention too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we're lighting it a fire, and they're creating change because, it's a concentrated attention. And they can do it, yes. The young people, they're a group that, you know, demands change, and that's awesome. Okay, all right, so I agree with you that, you know, I love your scenario where the man wants more and the woman is saying I'm menopause because, your desire just, you know, me be going through menopause, I know exactly what he's talking about. You go through menopause and you have no desire for anything physical.
None. Right? It was dry like it's a hair rock.
The beautiful thing is, though, I mean, we're forgetting the fact that the man, after 30 years, still wanted his wife. Because that, again, is something that doesn't normally happen. You know, I mean, she's dried and he's dried, and that's basically what happens. They stop having anything going on in the bedroom. So I give him kudos for at least wanting his wife and making an effort to do something about it. So, all right, so that's good. All right, so now let's transition to close off our segment on what renowned sexologist Jaya believes that we are wired. You know, we have discussed the energetic, we have discussed the sensual, we've discussed the sexual, and the kinky. And for our new listeners, basically what we're talking about here is we have been dissecting renowned author Jaya, who wrote The Red Hot Touch, and how she feels that women specifically are wired to respond to a sexual desire. And to review, Jaya feels that we have five sexual blueprints. The energetic, who is turned on by space, tease, and anticipation. The sensual, who is turned on by comfort, relaxation, and all the senses ignited. The sexual, who is turned on by nudity and flat-out sexual intercourse. Now, hey, give it to me now, and, you know, no deviation, and, you know, just straight. And we have the kinky, who is turned on by taboo and power play. And then we have the shapeshifter, who is a special person indeed, because she is turned on by all of the above, or she can play any role. Now, Miss Margot has gone on record that she believes that we are all shapeshifters. So, Margot, let's specifically look today at the power of attention and how can a woman who is a shapeshifter use the power of attention to create something magical in the bedroom. And you can also expand if you wanted to and why you believe that we're all shapeshifters. Where does that data come from?
I would love to share my wealth of knowledge with that, Miss Myrna.
Please do.
My philosophy and what I believe in and what I coach women and men on is that we are the divinity of God, and that anything is possible. So number one, you have to have the belief system that 100% is possible all the time. And if I am a child of God, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of putting my feelings to the side. I can be anybody I want. So if I'm seeing a gentleman and if he is, let me pick one. Let's say he's kinky. Let's say I'm seeing this a new guy and he's kinky, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being that I am a shapeshifter, or let's say if you are starting to realize who you are as a sexual being, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of kinky. He wants to, like, tie me up and spank my hiney. And being that I have the philosophy 100% is possible all the time, I'm going to go with the flow. Because what am I saying no to? I never tried it. You know, let me see. What am I afraid of? Maybe I'll like it. You know what? Maybe. Mm-hmm. If I didn't like it, maybe we have to tone it down. Maybe we can tweak it a little bit. So I think all of us have these desires that will attract anybody on your list. And we can also metamorph. We can adjust it. We can renegotiate. And that's what makes people special, the ability to use your voice of desire to say, you know what, that's a little bit rough for me, but can we just tone it down like a half notch and still be in compliance?
Well, you know, that's beautiful. I mean, that's beautiful in a lot of levels. Because if we get out of our head and we say, well, okay, we started out our segment talking about 50 Shades of Grey. And we know that Anastasia was very inexperienced in the art of lovemaking or whatever. I think that she was a virgin. I don't remember, but
she
somewhere along those
virgin.
Lines. She was a virgin, right. And Mr. Grey, Mr. Christian Grey, was kinky. So She became a shapeshifter and follow exactly what you just said, where she decided to try it because she might like it, and she ended up liking it, in fact. And when he got too rough, then she said, well, hey, you know what? I'm out of here because you get off on this, and that's terrible or whatever. And then she, you know, came back, and he changed. So, but I don't feel personally, again, that there's going to be too many people that are willing to become a shapeshifter. They might be a shapeshifter deep inside, but their first thought is to, hey, you're too crazy, you're too kinky, I want none of that, and they walk. So, again, you know, are in this space. Go ahead.
Let me tell you the biggest shapeshifter, and if I tell you who she is, and you'd be like, shut the front door. Are you ready for this? Are you
sitting down? Yeah, go ahead.
The biggest shapeshifter of them all is Oprah Winfrey.
Ooh. Don't be slandering anybody on this show.
I'm sorry?
I said, don't be slandering Oprah on this show. You know, she's got favorites, including me. Where are you going with this?
I'm saying that.
Okay.
The amount of wisdom that she has, in order to be wise, you have to try different things in order to be wise. And she's not closed off. Wise people are very open. They're open.
Okay.
In order for Oprah to get where she is, she had to be open on a lot of different things.
True.
Including her sexuality. Now you look at Stedman, right? Stedman, and if you look at Oprah, they just don't get along. If you look at the physicality, right? But in the beginning, when you talked about desire, Oprah wanted a man to love her. She was overweight. She was addicted to drugs. And you know what he did? He loved her unconditionally. And he stayed with her. And that's why that relationship worked so well. And she is a shapeshifter, and so is he.
Very interesting. I've never heard that one before. I will give you the fact
you're not willing to look.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not willing. I have just never looked. Obviously, you have. I mean, I would be able to comment on the shapeshifter. Right, right. You do, actually.
I know my time.
You've got incredible insight. I've seen you in action. But what I'm saying, I mean, when we're using the word shapeshifter, we're talking about shapeshifter as far as sexual blueprints. But if you're gonna expand the topic out to a shapeshifter who is willing to look at other people's ideas and maybe, you know, become like them in order to expand their business, I would agree that because I've read Oprah biography and I know the things that that she would do, and you get out of your comfort zone and you try things or whatever, and I agree. And I don't know much about her and Stedman's relationship other than the fact that it's a weird one, according to me.
Judgmental,
but you're right, you're
judgmental.
What
you're so judgmental.
Well, when I say weird, it is the fact that they've been together for 20, 30 years or something. They're not married. They don't have any children. But, yeah, they're together and they love each other and whatever. So, I mean, I've not dissected it, but to me that is different. Maybe weird is the wrong word. But anyway, so I like the fact that you've studied it and you're saying that, you know, what you said. And, you know, I will agree, I guess, on that. So that's good. All right, so let's answer the second part of the question. So the second part of the question is how can a shapeshifter, the person that can be a chameleon and is willing to try anything that our lover presents, how can that attention help in the manifesting of something magical?
Well, okay. A shapeshifter is like a unicorn, all right? Because we have this energy that radiates out. So meaning that there's something about the uniqueness of the shapeshifter, and I'm going to use Oprah, there's something about her that Oprah has the Oprah effect. There's something about her that people love and they're drawn to her energy.
Mm-hmm.
So sexually speaking, right, because I am a shapeshifter,
mm-hmm.
when I am around all type of beings, people naturally gravitate to me. And whatever I am feeling energetically, sensual, a sexual being, or a kinky person, that person wants to, be careful with this word, submit to how I am being. So if I'm being kinky, he's kinky. If I'm being sensual, he is sensual.
Okay.
Because we have this energy. It radiates out. It's a natural progression that you want to be wherever that person is because it's authentic and it's vulnerable and it's real. It's not fake.
Well, knowing you, I agree with that wholeheartedly because you're also the powerful one. But I was looking at the shapeshifter that is the submissive that submits to whatever someone else wants. So
That is true.
Because well, you just said that they submit to you because you put out the energy and they become whatever you want. So turn
right,
it around.
And it's true. Right.
Okay.
So the submissive has the power, right? A shift shifter is a switch. They switch. So you can be dominant and you can be submissive. So they switch. They're constantly changing. But in my world, in my rabbit squirrely mind, when I'm around certain people, I am the dominant.
Right.
And I attract sensitive, sensual, very sexual, beautiful men that want to submit to me, and they want to do what I tell them to do.
I know that. And that is power. And that means that you're a unicorn. And that means you radiate. And that means you've got a dynamic personality. And I know all that, which is why I invited you on the show. So when are you submissive?
I am submissive when I need to be submissive.
Okay, so you can change. Can flip.
I am submissive when I am in, I'm a realtor, and I've been a realtor going on 20 years, and sometimes I get dominant clients that want million-dollar homes, and they want this, this, and this. And so instead of me saying, you know what, no way, no how, I'm not going to happen. So I am submissive in a way, right, that they listen to me. I don't want to over-talk them, right?
Okay.
So somebody has to submit. I'm in a way that I'm bringing them down to my level, and
okay.
That's being submissive. They're going to submit to me.
Okay, got you. That's very true. All right, so got you. Okay, well, that is that was some great information. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much
for being
a little personal. I do appreciate it. It makes the show very interesting. So, all right, guys. Well, listen, we're going to take our second break. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Mix Amore, a new dating app. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Indian, or beyond. Listen, some see things in black and white. Some see plenty of fish. To match is hard, so they say. Why not try Mix Amore? That's M-I-X-A-M-O-R-E. Download today for free. Ciao.
Have you stopped to think seriously about hypnosis? Hypnosis can set you on your way to better health, can free you from anxiety, phobias, and so much more. Join host Inez Simpson for Hypnosis Everywhere, Inez Simpson and the Simpson Protocol. This show is for anyone from the experienced hypnotist practitioner to the merely curious. Inez Simpson offers tools and insights from the whole world of hypnosis with guests and open discussions. Hypnosis Everywhere, The Simpson Protocol, airs live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are having a very interesting conversation. I am loving every moment of it with my co-host, Ms. Margot Blake. And we are dissecting the alchemy of desire, specifically the power of attention, and how the power of attention can help to create something magical in your desire to fulfill your purpose on this earth, or your desire to increase the energy in your bedroom. So in our second segment, we talked about the shapeshifter, who, according to Margot, is a unicorn, somebody that radiates outwards and people are drawn to them. We used Oprah Winfrey as one of the people that Margot believes is a shapeshifter, and also herself. And we looked at some ways that that we can, you know, use the power of being able to shift into a different set, whether we want to be dominant or we want to be submissive or we want to be able to just, you know, let our partners you know, get a little bit of what they want, try new things, and not just run away and label things. So now, as we conclude our segment today, I want to leave you with this thought. You know, when all three legs of the tripod are in place, and that is focused attention, flexible consciousness, and pure awareness, your path is open. You become the conscious master, and the energy of attraction is activated. There are certain things that hinder the manifestation of desire, right? In the very first segment, or the very first part of this, I mentioned the fact that, you know, you have to have a clear desire, and you can't have any kind of doubt, because once you have doubt, then you're not going to manifest your desire. But in addition to doubt, some other obstacles are depression, anxiety, feeling of low self-esteem, substance abuse, toxic relationships. All these things block your ability to manifest your desires because they lower your energy. In order to manifest anything, your energy has to be at the top level. You have to give it the energy like that magnifying glass on paper with the sun shining on it. Focused attention. So don't get your desires tangled up in all kinds of personal problems. Let it run free and you will manifest them. Be sure to meditate on your desires and, of course, rid yourself of any kind of toxicity. Either from substance abuse or toxic relationships, because that's not going to help you. So now I want to ask Margot, what are her closing words for us today?
Well, my closing words would be, April Fool's Day is this Sunday. Go out. Play a practical joke on yourself, right? Tell yourself this right here. I didn't mean to do it, but I did it. It's just a joke. So be sexually free. Try something different with your partner. If it doesn't work out, just say, April Fool's.
You are unique. That is very nice.
Okay. What are you going to do, Myrna?
Well, you know, it's very interesting that you should bring that up. Maybe I might try that, you know, do something foolish, play. You know, playing is something that is a lost art these days, and I don't do a lot of it, and it needs to be brought back. I just finished reading Richard Branson's book, The Virgin Way, and in there he talks about all the largest and hugest April Fool's jokes that he's played over the time, over his lifespan of his company, because he's a big April Fool's person. There's one time that he had somebody steal everything out of one of his workers' house, go in there mm-hmm. and steal it and thaw and, you know, and and it was all a joke. He's done some really, really crazy things for April Fool's. I don't think I've played April Fool's joke since I was in school, and I mean like elementary school. But, yeah, I like that, which is why I said you're very unique. So, maybe I'll get into it this year.
You should. I definitely need to play more.
I do know that. Yes. All right. So now tell our audience where they can get in touch with you if they want to get any kind of, you know, intimacy coaching, or I know you have a meetup group for our local listeners. So go ahead and tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I do have, thank you, Ms. Myrna. I do have a meetup group. It's on a meetup group in South Florida, and it's definitely for women that want to get their sexy back, and it's definitely called that, How to Get Your Sexy Back. And in 1 week, my website will be ready. But until then, you can also email me at sensualhealingplace@gmail.com.
Awesome. All right. So, thank you, Margo. I do appreciate your time to talk to me and my audience on this show. I know that you're very busy. You're training. You've got several businesses going and all that, and I do appreciate it. So thank you so much for being a co-host. Also want to remind my listeners that, if they are not able to tune in on Wednesday at 5 p.m., then please do subscribe to my podcast. The podcast is aired on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, and the podcast is under the name of Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna. We do appreciate your subscription and also a review. If you wanted to get the links to the these different podcast players, you can access the links on my blog. The show is also in written form on my blog, and my blog is blog.myhelps.us. Now, Margo asked you guys to email with any kind of desires that you guys wanted to for us to talk about, or any kind of comments on the show, or she challenged you, just like she's challenging you now to play. Again, my email, if you wanted to reach out, is info@myhelps.us, and that's info@myhelps.us. All right? So, once again, thanks for tuning in. This is Coach Myrna Young and Margo.
I thought I was being submissive.
I'll do it again. Once again, this is Coach Myrna Young and
Margo Blake.
All right. So until next time, namaste.